I'm Bill Wheelhouse. Springfield would like to get its coal cheaper for the CWLP plant, but that could mean a job shakeup at a mining operation. We'll talk about that with Tim Landis, business editor of the State Journal Register. Tim, such a decision by the city would have ramifications in the area of coal mining.
It very well could, and this really typifies the challenges in the coal industry right now. City Water, Light, and Power for decades has purchased coal from the Viper Mine at Elkhart up in southern Logan County. And really, as a result of a global demand, the price of coal has fallen sharply the last year or so, and now CWLP is trying to negotiate a new contract at that lower price. Now, should that not happen, there is at least the outside chance they might go to another supplier, and they are the major buyer from the Viper Mine, so we could be looking at 300 jobs plus in jeopardy.
And how many other clients does Viper have, or is its main mission pretty much Springfield Coal?
They do have some other smaller clients, which they haven't disclosed to us, but clearly CWLP is the largest. And again, should they lose that contract, it's hard to imagine there would not be at least some layoffs there at the Viper Mine. And they employ mostly, we're told, Logan and Sangamon County residents. Now, this is going to play out over some months. Looks like they'll be going to arbitration. And in the background of all of this, as you know, Bill, Arch Coal, the owner of Viper Mine, is very likely looking at bankruptcy, possibly as early as this month. The company said as much in their last quarterly filing last fall. They have about $5 billion in debt. They were unable to make a roughly $90 million interest payment alone. There could be that factor in all of this as well. There are a lot of moving parts, but the bottom line being the cost of coal at CWLP versus local jobs.
Well, with the economy in play, you took an economic snapshot here at the beginning of 2016. Can you tell us what it found?
Well, we do this at the end of each year, kind of look how unemployment, housing, different things had gone during the year. And for 2015, in spite of everything that's happening at the state, most of the numbers were good for the Springfield area. Unemployment was down. The total workforce was up. Sales tax revenue in the city of Springfield increased. Home sales were up. Median prices were up. And so all in all, a good year for the local economy. Having said that, this whole state budget deadlock, at least in the surveys, has begun to have an effect on employer confidence. And then we saw this week University of Illinois also came out with their monthly index, and that showed a slowdown in state growth, possibly as a result of this state budget crisis. And one thing everyone seems to agree on, the longer this goes on, the more damage it's going to cause to the economy statewide and certainly here in Springfield.
And by no means an economic indicator, could be just the beginning of the year and a change in business plans. But we saw two notable restaurants in downtown Springfield going out of business.
Well, one is closed already, Julia's Kitchen and Lounge. It had been in Vinegar Hill Mall for a couple of years. It has already shut down. And then this week, Brick House Pub and Grill downtown on 5th Street posted a closing announcement on Facebook. Sunday is going to be their last day of business. We've not been able to get a hold of the owners just to see what was behind these decisions, but a lot of what we've heard lately in other closings is just the lack of traffic, foot traffic downtown, and some of that certainly tied to state government and fewer state employees. Now, the flip side of that is there's a couple of housing projects in the works that will put more residents downtown. So there's a lot of folks counting on that to rebuild some of that volume.
Tim Landis is business editor at the State Journal Register. Read what he's working on daily in the SJR.